that's what I long for. A heart that follows after me. Oh, I want a pure heart, a pure heart. That's what I'm longing for tonight. That I do, heart that I do, so that sin will not come in. Heart that's undivided, one you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship. That's all I'm longing for tonight. Heart that follows after thee. Oh, a pure heart, a pure heart. That's why, that's all I'm longing for, Lord. Pastor comes to pray. Surely you're round here. His throne comes down. Surely you're round here. The door to heaven is found. And we know he's standing. Oh, confess it tonight from our hearts. Surely around you, surely around you, this throne comes down. Surely around you, surely around you, to heaven is found. And we know. Assurance, surely around you, surely around you, his throne comes down. Surely he's here, surely around you, a door to heaven is found. And we know we are standing on holy ground. He's here.
the saints wherever two or three are gathered in my name. It's a guarantee. The prophet says a sworn affidavit that he made with himself. Two immutable things.
Amen.
Not only his promise, but his oath. That he'll never forsake his people. That he'll always be where we are. Ah, saints, it's wonderful. So I'm sure you are expecting, like me this evening, an appointment, a divine appointment that he himself has made. He's the one that arranges these things, not us. If there's all the human ingenuity and we try this and that, it never works out right. But if you leave things in his hands, he does all things well. So I'm really expecting tonight so much coming to his house, wanting the Lord to minister to me. I'm sure you're the same as me. Sister Lillian's thanking the saints for their prayers for her trip to and from Zimbabwe.
Amen.
Her brother Rodney's well, and her grandmother thanking God for his mighty healing hand. So we do appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Then Brother David's asking for prayer for Sister Shida and for Davina. They both are not well. So let's put them before the Lord as well. If you have a desire in your heart, why not just raise
Amen.
It in your heart. Let's unite our faith together as we come before the Lord. Father, we bring in ourselves unto thee upon this day. For surely around here, your throne comes down. And Father, we're so glad. We're so grateful, Lord, that you've granted us, Lord, this mercy. That, Father, we can come and we can partake of you. Oh, Father, this world would offer us so many other things, but, Lord, to be able to shut ourselves in with you upon this evening,
Hallelujah.
Lord. And to come, Father, under the wings of the great cherubim.
Yes.
Father, to come unto the mercy seat, to come Amen. In the very, very presence of your Shekinah. Father, it's holy ground.
Yes.
So now we want to come, Lord, and put everything under the blood
Amen.
To confess every sin and every trespass. Father, anything that there'd be that would hinder you from doing your perfect will upon this night, we ask of thee to forgive us, Lord. Father, we thank you that there's a perfect provision. We thank you for the scarlet thread, Father, Lord, that surrounds us, Lord. And Father, we just want to come and plunge once again into the crimson flow upon this night and say, Lord, wash us, Lord. And Father, then, Lord, come and minister unto us, Lord. Father, put your hand upon your servant in a special way upon this night, Lord, and lead him and guide him, Lord. Father, put your word in his mouth as fire, Lord, that, Father, you may come, Lord, and purify us, that you may come
Amen.
And edify us, Lord, that you may come and visit the souls of your sons and your daughters once again
Hallelujah.
To admit us into that secret place of the Most High. Father, Lord, we pray for Sister Shida, we pray for Davina upon this
Amen.
Night. Father, we look unto thee. We ask of thee, Lord, even at this time. Surely it's your will for them to be here upon this night. So, Father, we send your word of healing unto them. Father, on the wings of a snow-white dove, even upon this evening, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we stand against, Father, powers and principalities, spirits of infirmity, Lord. Father, we stand against them, Lord. Father, the Red Sea will always part.
Amen.
So, Father, we put our faith and our confidence in thee upon this night. Father, thank you for our sister that you blessed on her journey to Zimbabwe. Thank
Amen.
You that you brought her safely back. Thank you, Father, that you went before her all
Amen.
The way.
Amen.
Father, Lord,
thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Father, for your testimonies.
Thank
them that
you,
aren't
Jesus.
Here with us, Lord, we dedicate them to thee, praying your special blessing upon them, Lord, wherever they've traveled to.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Us, Lord, now, Father, bless the song leader. Bless the musicians, Father, minister us into
Amen.
That place. That our souls are in a fertile condition upon
Amen.
This night. That as your word would come forth, we may
Hallelujah.
Be prepared ground. That, Father, Lord, thy word may have a bedding place to bring forth of its own kind is our desire. Father, we're looking to you, Lord. We need your mercy. We need your grace. Father, we commit the service into your hands. Be glorified upon this
Amen.
Night, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Elias, a testimony. I'd like to just say thanks to the saints for praying for me. It's amazing. I went for an interview. There was only five of us here on Wednesday, so it's good I give the testimony to the brethren. I went for an interview Tuesday to Microsoft, and it went very well by the grace of God. But when I went now, what I've done, I don't fall in love with the job before I get the job. Because when I went for my last interview last Friday to MJ Flood, I didn't fall in love with the job, but I had exactly the same feeling I had when I got my job at Top Security. When I walked out of Top Security, Brother Dave and Brother Andrew will remember, I walked out and something said to me so clear that you'll come back. And before I got to the bus stop, they phoned me to say, can you please come back? It was within 2 minutes. You know, so when I left that MJ flood, I walked out and I just felt, I'll be back here. But when they phoned me the next Monday, the agency, they told me, they said, look, they won't go on with you because there was someone else who had the experience which you have in college. They have it hands-on. So I said, well, no problem. I was quite disappointed and I was quite sad, but I left it as that. So when I went to Microsoft, I just went, not fearing, not panicking, not stressing. I went for the interview, and interview went through, answered the questions, but as best as I could, obviously. And when I got home, we're preparing to come visit Sister Lydia. And this lady phoned me again to say, look, those people, they said, they just feel if they lose you, it won't be a right thing. So they want you to come. Would you mind, even if you work for them for 1 month? So I said, why not? I'm waiting for other opportunities. So when I worked there for 2 days, I started seeing the situation there. There's someone there that has fallen ill. And you know, look, I'm not saying God made him ill, no. But all I'm seeing in all these things, in my life, in this period that I was off work, I had to be off work. Because if there's one thing that I enjoyed when I went with Brother Lubanza to Lithuania, I learned so many things from my good brother. And the messages that he got me listening to, non-stop. That's why if you see, I keep quoting from the same messages. And people, I'm not saying you think, but sometimes you'll think, hey, maybe the people think I'm gone mad. I'm listening to new ministry, greatest battle ever fought, new ministry, greatest battle ever fought, Sixth Sense. Those messages, I've learned that, like the prophet, he says a good principle. He says, if you get so broken and surrendered, then it's not you that's speaking anymore. It's God that comes in and he's speaking through you. You see, so those principles, the principles which we may not need now, but where we're going, like I was speaking with Brother Cheslin today, and it was so exciting, because we're going to times where we're going to need to be able to speak, and things will have to happen. So I don't mind, even if I work for 1 month, it's good. Then I'll have some more time off. But I believe I can go in and out of work as I wish as a believer. You see, God can do that. You see, so I really thank the saints for your prayers. We'll sing one song and ask Brother Eli to come. He has a testimony as well. But thank you, saints, for your prayers. Let's sing that song.
Come in. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. We'll come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Spirit and the bride say, come one more time, come on, come on, come in, come on. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Oh, it turns us back. Oh, come and drink.
Hallelujah, next verse.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fear. Oh, come and drink of this. Spirit and the bride.
voice is calling you tonight. His voice is calling from heaven. Come out of my people. Be not partakers of her sins. The sins have reached heaven. God sees her iniquities. Eli comes, oh, the Spirit and the Bride say come. Spirit and the Bride say come.
God bless you, saints.
Amen.
I think for the last few weeks, we have given too many blows to the kingdom of the devil. Amen. That I knew that he wouldn't sit quiet and wait. Well, the hand knows what I'm talking about, and some brothers, they know. So he has been so defeated that he had to come. So yesterday, before I went to work, I woke up as usual. I get myself ready, and I was about to leave. But normally, I just say goodbye to my wife and go. But yesterday, it was quite different. I say goodbye, I left, and then I came back again, gave her some instructions, went, and this time I said, oh, let me tell her something else. I just went, and before I say, okay, goodbye, I'm going. So I was leaving the bedroom, and when I was closing the door, this my finger got caught in between on the other side of the door. So I was pulling with all my forces, and this finger was in there. So it was such a pain that I've never experienced all my life. So I was experiencing to have the finger cut. So when I pulled it out, all I could see was a stream of blood just going. So I knew that something very bad happened. So I had to cancel to go to work, and I rang them that I couldn't come. So Bibi, my wife, helped me to stop the blood, and we waited for the surgery to open. So I just went, because we just dressed it so that we could stop the blood. I went, and the doctor looked. From what I told him and what he saw, he said, I can't understand, because I've seen people losing their fingers for less than that. But how can you still have? I just got out with a little bruise and just a little cut. So I praise God for that. Especially this finger, Brother George must know, is one of the most important fingers.
Amen.
In guitar. So in playing guitar. So I know he doesn't want us to do what we are doing. So beside of that, this is a prayer request, because I know his hand is still there. I can feel it. I applied for a job a few months ago, and I went through an interview process, and they gave me the job.
Hallelujah.
So I have to start on the 1st of December. But they sent me a confirmation letter and everything. This is the first time since I started working that they are asking me to bring my passport the day I start the job. But in the meantime, we moved house, and in the process of moving, we lost our passports. So we don't know where the passports are. We searched everywhere. For the moment, we are living in a temporary home. Our staffs are stored somewhere. We went that somewhere. We searched everywhere. We couldn't find our passports. I've resigned already from my current job. and I have to go to that job, they wrote in bold that if you don't have your passport, you won't sign the contract. So I know it's the end of the devil. I still believe that God won't forsake us. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You have your passport, brother. If the prophet could speak squirrels, the passport is nothing. Amen. Let's sing on. Brother David, I'm sure. Remember, we were praying for your ID or something, Brother David.
That's right.
Amen. And it came back. Amen. Hallelujah. You have it. Something to pray. Something on the tray. The pray tray. Amen. Let's sing on. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. From Trinidad. Such a nice brother. So talented. I said, now I can sing without playing the guitar anymore. Ha! When he took the guitar, I was just watching, saying, wow. I always, Brother Vlad used to say, brother, you should play without, you know. So I wish one day I could sing cordless mic. I can be running around the church. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know why Jesus loves me.
Glory, oh, to bring to us redemption.
To praise you, Lord.
If you love him, you're going to love his people.
Amen.
You'll love his word. You'll love to be in his presence.
Yes, Lord.
Like David said, a day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else.
Yes, sir.
You always know your flesh may say this and that, but if your soul is well, your soul loves to be in the courts of the Lord. So I'm really happy to be here this evening. It's wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord, to be in his house. So glad to meet old friends again.
Amen.
It's been a real, real wonderful day today. Really, I'm glad to meet Brother Medicine Saidi once again. Brother Tichona, his brother. Haven't seen them for 16 years. It's been a long time.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord has done some wonderful things. The Lord's really used the brother in a mighty way in Zimbabwe. He's used him round and about.
Amen.
He said that he's met Brother Lubanza's children before as well. So it's really, really good. So they're here as well. Want to greet Brother Alec and Sister Anne. Nice to see you as well. Glad that you could come. Amen. Wonderful to see you as well. So since we want to give time to the word, we'll speak a little bit more tomorrow. But just to say to our good brother, please, take your liberty, brother. As the Lord leads, let his will be done. If you want to come, brother, take your liberty in Jesus' name.
I greet you all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many are happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
Amen. We certainly want to thank God. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, the possessor of heaven and earth, the giver of every good gift, we come again before your throne of mercy and grace. We are not so worthy, Lord, that you should come unto us. But, oh God, we understand it's not the blood that was precious, but it is that which was bought by the blood. We stand so precious in your sight, even, oh God, tonight. We will just see I stand before your children. Hide me behind the cross. May you speak unto them spirit-spoken words that will bring back the backslider, that will convict the sinner, and make us, oh God, be filled of the Holy Ghost and fire. Help us tonight, Lord. We're so thankful for our beloved pastor here. I ask, oh God, that you might bless him and his family, and may you bless the labors of his love. I certainly want to thank you, oh God, for meeting him after a long time. We know surely if you can meet on this side of the earth, surely there's going to be a great meeting in the air. Oh Lord Jehovah, we're waiting for that great eternal youth meeting in your presence, O God. While in this earthly pilgrimage, help us to keep true to your word, that, O God, as you see the evil days approaching us, may we, O God, be vessels of honor, sanctified and ready to be used for the Master's use. Here I stand as I surrender this service into your hands. Let thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, believing. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a while. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I want to extend my greetings to the pastor, Brother Andrew Marais, and his wife. Amen. I've known him for many years, and I'm so happy to call him my brother and to be associated with him. He's been an example to Christians.
Amen.
Amen. I remember one man said, it's very hard to be an example. Amen.
Amen.
Many years back, as we were just giving our lives to the Lord in 1991, he was already in the faith, and he's one person that we're looking to, and he was really a source of inspiration. Amen. I remember in 1992 when I was doing my A level, and I was testifying to the people that I was at school with. So we organized a certain meeting, and we invited all the schools in Harare. So he came with the pastor and Brother Oliver to support me. So it made a print on my heart. Amen. So I deem it a privilege and honor also to come and support him. Amen. Amen. So I'm so happy to be here. Amen. And also to see our beloved friends here, Brother George. Amen. Nothing has changed much. Amen. Brother David Scott. Amen. Brother James and all the Machias. Amen. I've seen them and I'm saying, hey, God is so good. Amen. You know, no matter what we go through in life, it proves one thing. Amen. That we are the genuine seed. Some through the water, some through the flood, but all through the blood. Amen. So we certainly want to thank God for that. Amen. May God bless each and every one of you. Amen. So I want to appreciate your pastor for the confidence. Amen. You know, we never, in our wildest imagination, we never thought we could have a church. Amen. But God's ways are past finding out. Amen. And he knows what is best. Amen. So we certainly want to thank God for that. Especially when he came here. The $1 million question was marriage.
Yes.
Amen. Because he was single when he left Zimbabwe. But you know, in his time, he makes everything beautiful. I heard about the testimony, but today I saw the testimony. Amen. You know, of all the things, Pastor, that really, you know, touched my heart. Amen. And you know, that has proved one scripture to be true. They that wait upon the Lord, they will mount up with wings as eagles fly. They will run and not be weary. Amen. So, God bless you. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. I feel home far away from home. All protocols being observed, let's stand on our feet for the reading of Isaiah. So I'm also happy to be with my young brother here, Brother Tichaona. So I came to UK for his graduation, and the brothers linked us up. Amen. It's not a great joy preaching, but it's, you know, I'm realizing the important value of meeting brethren. Amen. Amen. So I wonder, Brother David Scott, how it feels now when we want to talk it over and when we get on the other side. Amen. Amen. So let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, the book of genes. Genesis chapter 5, beginning verse 21. The Bible says, are we all there? Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. The Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. He was not, for God took him. May God add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. If I should choose a title tonight, I want to preach on the pre-rapture condition. Amen. The pre-rapture condition. Amen. We know one of these days. Amen. When I was growing up as a young man, amen, I used to meet Jehovah's Witnesses, and they were telling us, you know, that there is no heaven. Amen. And when I was riding on a bicycle, When I got into a public transport, I would see, no matter how much money I would have paid, I would see a sign written in case of emergency, kick out panel. Amen. If I could get in a plane, amen. Just when you were coming here, you know, that guy is very, you know, the cabin crew will show you signs in case of emergency. There are emergency exit. Amen. So I believe there's going to be an emergency exit. Amen. There's going to be a rapture. Amen. And the rapture is a revelation. Amen. 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 And the rapture is for the bride. Amen. Amen. There's one requirement for the rapture. You must be baptized of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Amen. So we are meeting a man here, Enoch by name, in Genesis chapter 5. Amen. And the Bible is telling us here, Enoch was raptured. Amen. Enoch did not die. God took him. Amen. He is the first man to be raptured. And Enoch was the seventh one from the first Adam. Amen. And we are the seventh church age from the second Adam. As sure as it happened in the book of Genesis, it's also going to happen in the end time. Amen. We are the seventh one from Adam, and we are from the second Adam. As sure as anything, there's going to be a rapture. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for his coming?
Yes.
He's coming soon and very soon.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Let's make our preparations ready. Let's keep our lamps trimmed and clear. Because Jesus is coming.
Amen.
When is he coming? Soon. And when is soon? Very soon.
Yes.
Amen. So we are talking about a condition before the rapture. Amen. Which is a pre-rapture condition. The condition that we must be in before we are raptured. Amen. Are you believing tonight we are going by rapture? One of these days, in between 6 and 9 o'clock, amen.
Amen,
between 6 and 9 o'clock, we shall be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye,
amen.
Amen. We shall pick immortality, shall put on mortality. We shall be changed.
Amen.
Amen. I believe there's going to be a rapture, and it's for the bride.
Amen.
So there's a preparation that must be done. So Enoch, before he was raptured, we are reading from verse 21, verse 23. It says here, and Enoch lived 50, 60, and 5 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. So the condition before he was raptured, he had a walk with God. That's the testimony that he left. He walked with God. Amen. Before we are raptured, we must meet that condition.
Amen.
We must walk with God.
Amen.
Amen. Not to walk with him for a day. Not to walk with him for a few hours. But in the life's journey. Amen. We must walk with God. Hallelujah. A walk with God. This is the condition that the church must be. Amen. Enoch left one testimony. Before he was raptured, he walked with God.
Amen.
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 That's why the songwriter wrote, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May we walk with God.
Amen.
Amen. Before we are raptured, we must be in that condition. A walk with God.
Amen.
So that walk with God is what we are describing as a regular routine. It's an everyday experience to walk with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It must be a regular routine. It's not just a once-off thing. It must be an everyday experience. Amen. Until in our lives, the supernatural must be natural.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
to walk with God. Yes. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the book of Samuel, chapter 17. Amen. Let's just see that regular routine. Verse 34. Amen. Amen. Says here, and David said to Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him. I smote him, delivered it out of his mouth. When he rose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him." Amen. Amen. "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them." Amen. Seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Amen. 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 Let me tell you, brother, you don't just kill Goliath. You must first have killed a lion and a bear. Amen. That's the regular routine. You don't just wake up tomorrow and you kill a lion. You must have a history. God must equip you to have the confidence, to have the faith that all things are possible. Amen. Are we together? So David, the moment he killed a lion and God was promoting him, the next time he killed a bear. Now when he saw the uncircumcised Philistine, he knew as sure as anything, if I've killed a lion, if I've killed a bear, therefore, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. That's a regular routine. Are we together, church? Amen. So you must have a first testimony, which is going to produce the second one, which is going to produce the third one. Amen. That's a regular routine. Amen. 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 Even David, they tried to discourage him. They said, you know, this uncircumcised Philistine, he was born a warrior, he was raised a warrior, and you are just nothing but a little young man. You can't fight him anymore. And David, even they changed his ammunition. They gave him Saul's garment. They gave him the king's sword and everything. But David, you know what he said? He said, "I've never used this before." Amen. 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 You know, I've never used denomination theologies. Amen. I don't know how they work. Amen. Amen. I've never put on this before. Amen. Amen. There is one thing that I know. Amen. The word of God defeats the enemy. Amen. In any situation, in any circumstance, in any condition. So David said, "Oh, take me back to the old paths. Amen. Take me back to my old ways. I know if I go to the old ways, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them." Amen. He took a slingshot. He took five stones. When he took five stones, he picked one of them. Amen. And he took and wrote, and you know, he did his mathematics, right? And he just let go the sling. When he let go the sling, that stone picked up a spiritual GPS. So if you let go your condition, it will pick up a spiritual GPS. It will go straight right. Hallelujah. If a man could devise satellite navigation, my God knows better than that. You go straight directly to your problem. Amen. My Jesus knows just what I need. Amen. If I've killed a lion, if I've killed a bear, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? If God has healed you of flu, amen. The same God can heal cancer. The same God can heal diabetic condition. You have a history. Because he has done it before, he'll do it again and again. God is not limited by circumstances. He's not limited by condition. Amen. all things are possible.
Amen.
Even the word impossible has got possible in it.
Amen.
Are you believing that tonight? Hallelujah. Are you believing that tonight? Amen. When we were growing up, we used to write examinations. And all those examinations, it was always the most common question. Amen. Explain, define, analyze. With an aid of a diagram, explain. Why? But when we come to church, we are told only believe all things are possible. So I cannot explain it, I cannot defy it, I cannot examine it, I don't need to understand it, but I know it works. Only believe all things are possible. It must be a regular routine to see God in your life. It must be a regular routine to see God in your situation. He has never failed us. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Let's read what Brother Branham says here in a message, Baum in Gilead. Amen. Paragraph 6. The one thing that we have to move up is now to his supreme faith, to what we had. You cannot have faith until you know exactly, you know perfectly what you are doing. When you understand, like you walk, just like you say, I'm going home. I'm going out to start the car. That's all an act of faith.
Amen.
Tomorrow I'll meet you at a certain place. That's all an act of faith. Because you have done it so much. Because it's a regular routine with you.
Amen.
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 Are we together?
Amen.
How many here, before they sat where they are, they tested the chair if it could carry them? If I ask you to stand now and to sit back on your chair, you won't even test it to see if it can carry you. You see, that chair has carried you many times. Pastor, do you believe if you go outside and start your car, it's not going to start? You have done it so many times. He used to drive a Peugeot 544, the old faithful. You have done it so many times until it's regular. That's the way, Brother Branham says, well, that's the way with the things of God. After you have trusted Him, washed Him, do so many things till it's just like a regular routine. And He says, and that's the condition I think the church will be in just before the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. This is the condition that the church must be before the coming of the Lord. So the rapture will just go right on that way. It will be just a regular routine of following the scriptures and the plans of God. Are we with me now tonight? It must be a regular routine, following scriptures. This is the condition that we must be just before rapture. Amen. Amen. Are you going to believe for a body change when you can't get healed of HIV? Which is easier, HIV or body change? The prophet says, missing limbs will be restored.
Amen.
When Brother Branham spoke squirrels, they were not limping.
Hallelujah.
They did not have high blood pressure. They did not have arthritis.
Amen.
It was whole, full, in full health.
Amen.
It was created just for 3 seconds, for 3 minutes, to be shot and die. I want you to doubt your doubts.
Yes.
And believe in a regular routine.
Amen.
Some people think old age is a passport or is a visa to be sick.
No.
Congressman Upshaw was wheelchair bound for 66 years.
Amen.
And God just did it for the sake of it.
Amen.
To show you. Do you know what? Sickness deprives you fellowship with God. Because of arthritic condition, the Bible says, let every man pray, lifting up their holy hands. You can't even lift up your hands. Because of arthritis. Who is being deprived of fellowship? You can't even read the Bible for a longer period of time because you've got a migraine headache. Who is losing out? So if you can't believe for your healing, how can you believe for a rapture? If you can't believe God can give you just a little pound, do you think he can give you the Holy Ghost? To you, he's so mean. But I know my Jesus supplies every need. So it must be a regular routine to see God in our lives. So that's the condition that the church must be before rapture. Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go in the junction of time. 1956, 22 January, paragraph 55. Says here now, Noah was building an ark. He was not only working a miracle, but he was preparing for a miracle. Now the church today is not only having miracles, but is preparing for a miracle. What is that miracle? The coming of the Lord Jesus. And the rapture of the church to be taken away. Are you preparing for that miracle? The greatest miracle is not healing. Amen. It's the salvation of a soul. And the church must be in that condition. We are preparing for that miracle before the coming of the Lord. He says, give me a church ready, visualized to see signs and to see the omnipotent God, the great power of God moving amongst the people. Wish the rapture will be an easy thing when Jesus comes. May I drop something? To the Catholics, rapture cannot be preached. Because to them, cancer cannot be healed. So Brother Branham says, give me a church. Visualize to see the great signs of God. That great omnipotent God. The power of God moving amongst the people. The rapture will be an easy thing.
Amen.
You know why we are preaching tonight? We just want to make rapture an easy thing.
Amen.
So that you are in a condition of a regular routine. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
So if you can't believe for a miracle, you can't be raptured. Are we together?
Amen.
If you can't believe God for a divine healing, you can't be raptured.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
If you can't believe for a body change, if you believe a body change and then you can't believe healing. This is the earnest.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We must possess this before we experience that one. We must kill a lion and a bear before we even fight that uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. So that's why the prophet says, give me a church ready, visualize to see signs, to see the omnipotent God, the great power of God moving amongst the people. Which the rapture will be an easy thing.
Amen.
They will be caught up.
Amen.
Why? Because they believe in such.
Amen.
But when you believe days of miracles are past, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Amen.
You can't be raptured.
Amen.
Amen. Are we together?
Amen.
They will be caught up because they believe in such. Sure, we are at the end time. We are at the junction of the road, the crossing time, the ending of dispensation, the beginning of new. There's been six of these. Now we are on the seventh.
Yes.
The rapture should be a regular routine.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to notice quickly. Noah building away the ark, looking forward to a miracle. There was miracles happening. He was preaching the supernatural. Amen. So what was Noah preaching? The supernatural. What? Yes, sir. He was preaching that there's a God in heaven who destroyed the world with water. I'm building an ark for by faith. Why? I imagine they thought he was crazy. But the thunders begin to roll and the lightning flash. Even the birds and the animals taking their position. A miracle taking place. When animals begin to come to Noah.
Amen.
Those were whispers of love.
Amen.
Echoes of mercy.
Amen.
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 There will be so many baboons in the forest. Only two will hear the whispers of love.
Amen.
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 That one will grab his wife.
Amen.
I feel the pull.
Amen.
Straight to the ark.
Amen.
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 And all the others who continue in their usual business. Amen. You must feel the pull.
Amen.
You must see something in your life. It must be a regular routine.
Amen.
Amen. But he was telling them in a message, amen, things that are to be. He says, but he was telling them, after death there is life. I go prepare a place to receive. Shows that there he was speaking to them that after there was a life after this life is ended. What a consolation that ought to give all of us to know that after this life is over, there's a life that we go into. Amen.
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 Amen. And as you get older, that becomes more of reality to you.
Amen.
As you begin to see the days of your life drawing closer, then it begins, you begin to pick up closer, getting ready for that great event. It's now. It's a continuation of the same life in another world, in another place. Let me tell you tonight, heaven is not a refugee camp. It's for the overcomer. You must overcome temper. Amen. You must overcome that sickness. It's not a refugee camp. Amen. The Bible says, to him that overcometh,
yes,
I will grant this. To him that overcometh, I will grant this. It's a continuation of this life in another world, in another place. So here, if you are not an overcomer, I doubt you will be there.
Amen.
You must overcome here and now. Hallelujah. You must have a foretaste. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You must have a foretaste now. Then you know you're going to be that side. It must be a regular routine. Amen. God moving amongst us. No testimonies from the pastor, no testimonies from the preacher. It must be a regular routine amongst believers. One has got a psalm. One has got a testimony of what the Lord has done. It must be a regular routine.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the prophet says, give me a church ready and visualized to see God. That great God, omnipotent God, moving among them. To them, the rapture is an easy thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you believing that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. It must be a regular routine. Amen. To see the sick getting healed. It must be a regular routine. Without money, without price. Hallelujah. It must be a regular routine. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. It must be a regular routine. You must just walk like Enoch. You walk with God every day of your life. Hallelujah. That will be the greatest privilege, to walk in the footsteps of Elohim, to walk with him night and day. It must be a regular routine. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know what sickness does? It doesn't have a voice. It borrows the voice of a doctor. And that doctor must be qualified. He must be a specialist, cancer specialist, or HIV specialist. So, sickness actually picks the best guys. And say, please talk on my behalf. And that disease talk, and the doctor say, you know, he removes those gloves. He says, are you ready? It's cancer. You only have 3 months to live. I'm sorry.
Amen.
And there you are seated. You forget everything you've heard.
Amen.
And you believe the doctor's report. I'm challenging you tonight.
Amen.
You must believe the Redeemer's report, which says it's finished for the believer at the cross of Calvary. The price was paid once and for all. You're only 16 elements. Dust thou art, dust thou shalt. So you are dust. And the serpent was told, thou shalt eat. So that's why you have that backache. The serpent is eating. Because you are dust. You are actually food, perfect food for the serpent. It's eating you. But that serpent was, he obeys when somebody speaks. But he must speak spirit-filled spoken words.
Amen.
He mustn't hear a doctor. He must hear words of faith. He must hear you proclaim your healing. Proclaim your liberty. Saying, I was sick, but now I'm healed. I was dead, but now I am alive. Amen. Are we together? To you, it must be a regular routine. Amen. Me, I believe the unbelievable. I believe the unbelievable.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I just want to share with you tonight a few testimonies.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just to excite your testimony.
Yes.
Then you know God is in a regular routine.
Yes.
Just to prepare you for rapture.
Amen.
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 Amen. I wonder the one that's called Nyasha there. Amen. Okay, this young boy was born HIV positive.
Yes.
So when I was preaching at the university,
yes,
one night, I read Matthew chapter 10. God, Jesus Christ says, I gave power to his disciples to heal all men of sickness and all men of diseases. And I specifically zeroed on HIV. So he was born HIV.
The parents are gone. He had a young brother. He also passed on. So there is him. So he was only antiretroviral medication. So he said, Pastor, you have preached it. Tomorrow I'm going to the medical officer to get my results. I told him, Nyasha, that machine gave you bad news. It has got good news for you.
Amen.
Are you believing that tonight?
Amen.
That machine told you are diabetic. Go and check tonight. Just got good news for you.
Amen.
That machine told you you have high blood pressure. Go and check it tonight.
Amen.
If it has bad news, it has got good news.
Amen.
Amen. He went to the medical officer. The medical officer says, Nyasha, you know your status. What are you troubling me with? You are on medication. What is your problem? He says, last night the preacher told me I was healed. Not the preacher, but the word of God told me I was healed.
Amen.
Amen. So he says, I want you to confirm my healing. Then grudgingly, the lady took the blood test. He says, first test, negative. Second test, negative. Third test, negative. Then he says, maybe it's me. I'm wrong. Let me try the other one. 1, 2, 3. All of them negative.
Amen.
And that boy has finished university.
Amen.
He came and testified to the church.
Amen.
And said, do you know what? Every preacher that was coming here was telling me I must repent. But I had nothing. I had not even indulged myself in an unclean living. What must I repent for? My mother and father may believe that life. I don't know who. Must I pay for their sins?
Amen.
God is still in healing business.
Amen.
What he has done for Nyasha, you do for others also.
Amen.
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 Amen. The one that's written what?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that boy was totally healed. Amen. That young girl, she developed what? All over her face. So the scars, the black marks, were coming from the radiation and the laser they were trying to, so that they could not come on. So they tried everything, they could not. So the uncle phoned me. He's a pastor. He phoned me and said, Pastor, please, would you come? Would you please pray for her? I said to him, but hey, would you ask her to read 2 Kings chapter 5? There was a man called Naaman. God gave her a skin like a baby. And God healed her. On the basis of that scripture, she must receive a healing. And I said, please, would you ask her to call me? Then when she called, right in the midst of the conversation, airtime got finished. And the airtime, when it got finished, then I continued with prayer. That was a Tuesday. 4 days later, which was a Saturday, let's see what was on here. Amen. God is still in healing business.
Amen.
Can you go to the other one, Onesimo? Amen. Onesimo. Okay. She was born HIV positive. In this meeting, while I was preaching in South Africa, the pastor there had 19 cases of HIV. So we say to them, if any sickness is contagious, healing also must be contagious. If sickness is contagious, healing must be contagious. Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
Amen. So she came. This is the day that we prayed for her. She was nothing but a breathing skeleton.
Amen.
CD4 count was 19. She said, "Pastor, just pray for me that I die." Amen.
Amen.
So we prayed for her. I said, "Jesus Christ came that you might have life.
Amen.
And that you might have it even more abundantly."
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
and I said, "You are not going to die.
Amen.
You shall live."
Amen.
"And God's eternal purpose shall be established."
Yes, yes,
I have seen him do it many times.
Yes, yes,
until I doubt my doubts.
Yes,
I believe the unbelievable.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And I said, "He's still the same God."
Amen.
What good is the God of William Branham?
Amen.
If he's not still the same God,
yes,
to me? What good is a painted fire?
Amen.
I want God with skin on him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It must be a regular routine to see God dealing with the worst cases. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you got any mountains you cannot tunnel through? Have you got any rivers you cannot go through? My God specializes in things thought impossible. I said, "Don't worry, Onesimo. There's God in heaven. He hears prayer. If any of you two shall agree touching anything, God is bound to hear." Amen. You and me must agree. When we agree, the miraculous can happen. Amen. So we prayed for it. That was July. Let's see the picture on the next month. That was her in hospital. Amen. Let's see the next picture. That was her the next month. Amen. So now, when I was in South Africa for holiday, the family was looking for me, says, "Pastor, where are you? Where are you?" I'm saying, "No, I'm on holiday." I blamed myself for switching on my phone. He says, "No." And he says, excuse me, he says, we have a Christmas present for you."
Amen.
And I'm thinking, "Hey, where you are in the Christmas present?" He says, "Must we send it now?" Then I said, okay, just send it through. Can you show us the Christmas present?"
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to wed this girl.
Amen.
He's in courtship with the pastor's son. Come April, I'm getting into British Airways business class.
Amen.
From Zimbabwe to Cape Town.
Amen.
Just to despise the demons.
Amen.
And proclaim God is still a healer. Amen. Do you believe God tonight? Do you believe the church must be in that condition just before rapture?
Amen.
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 Amen. I think there's one which is written Cameroon.
Amen.
There was one woman.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 This must be a regular routine.
Amen.
This woman came in a coach. There she is. 1 year, 9 months. 1 year, 8 months. In bed, cancer. So that's her pastor, who was also interpreting for me. So she was horizontal on the ground. You know, faith is unconscious.
Amen.
I just say to her, "Please, would you sit up straight?" She has been straight on the bed for 1 year, 8 months. I said, "Please, would you sit up straight?" And she sat up straight.
Amen.
Faith is unconscious.
Amen.
So that's me and the pastor praying for her. Amen.
Amen.
So when you prayed, that's now us praying there. Next picture. Yes. That's her on her feet now.
Amen.
Amen. For the first time in 1 year, 8 months, she's back on her feet. And the next picture, I think you could see her praising the Lord, lifting up her hands. That's her now. You see? Gloria a Dios! Let me tell you tonight, He has never failed.
Yes.
And he can't start now.
Amen.
He can't start with your situation. God is still in the business.
Yes.
God is still giving the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
God is still bringing the sinner.
Amen.
God is still bringing the backslider.
Amen.
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 Brother Brenner wanted to pray for two women. Amen.
Amen.
As they stood in a prayer line, Brother Brenham says the angel of the Lord told him, no, don't pray for these ones. Let them go back home. The angel will meet them there.
Amen.
The angel has taken their addresses.
Amen.
He knows you by name.
Amen.
The angel has taken their addresses. One woman had a peptic ulcer. The other one had a goiter.
Yes.
One had a ulcer. The other one had a goiter. So they went back home. But the angel of the Lord was in the neighborhood.
Amen.
Nothing happened the first month. Nothing happened the second month. But in the third month. Hallelujah!
Amen.
That one with an ulcer. She could not take any solids in her body. Amen. She felt an edge in her. Just to take. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Just to take a little breakfast in the morning. And she thought it was very difficult. A cup of coffee. She forced it in. Oats. And two toasted slices. She forced them in. And when she forced in, she felt a cool, chilling feeling upon her. And she received a healing. Let me tell you, healing is a virtue. You feel it. Hallelujah. It just went straight in her body. She felt it. Amen. Amen. And as she felt that healing, she could realize she was now fine. And then she walked out of the door.
Amen.
Amen. To another sister, 4 blocks down the road. And say, I want to share with her my testimony. As she's knocking on the door. Hallelujah. To share her testimony. The moment she enters there, she's telling that sister. That sister says, I was actually on my way coming to your house. When I woke out of bed, that goiter was gone.
Amen.
So it's no longer the preacher testifying. It's now believers.
Amen.
God is moving from bench to bench.
Amen.
From house to house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With pastors delivering to each and every one of you.
Amen.
So it becomes a regular routine.
Amen.
Amen. You are visualized to see God. You see God in your situation. God in your condition. Amen. Just imagine if you're that woman with a goiter and one morning you find out it's no longer there. Amen. And the pastor will come and say, now, I believe, are you ready for the rapture? You will believe rapture. Amen. But if you sit there with your tumor in your body and we preach rapture, you won't believe your rapture. Because you say, but why this now? Amen. Give me a church visualized to see God. Amen. To see great signs of God moving among us there. To them, that will be a regular routine. Amen. We must have a regular routine. People receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Branham says, I admire those old Baptist women in Kentucky. They'll bring their children on the altar. Hallelujah. And they won't let them go until they have an experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They have to make sure their children are in it. They have to make sure they receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To them it becomes a regular routine. But if you're not worried about them, if you don't pray with them through, hallelujah, you can talk about rapture. Amen. Give me a church. Ready. Visualize to see God. The rapture will be an easy thing. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. The rapture will be an easy thing. We want to come to church. We are lively stones. You come with what God has done in your different circumstances. You have the exhortation that you see God has done something in your life. Hallelujah. You want to share it with the next sister. You want to share it with another brother. Then we can start to talk about rapture. Amen. But if you are seated here in church and you are thinking, you know, one man said, you know what? It is best to have somebody in a beer hall thinking about God. rather than someone who is in church and thinking about a beer. Amen. Amen. And I'm not even selfish about it. If God can't heal me, I'll ask him to heal Brother James.
Amen.
If God can't entrust me with money, at least he must give it to Brother David Scott.
Amen.
The one that I know.
Amen.
Then I know he's a provider.
Yes.
I'm not selfish about it.
Yes.
Are we together? So we must be visualized to see God in our situation, in our circumstances.
Yes.
You know, even that's why how we carry each other's burden.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can say, but how can we preach rapture to that man? How can we tell him time is far spent? I normally say this as I close and musicians come. Amen.
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 Why is it we push? People say the coming of the Lord is at hand. But when you ask them, when is Christ coming? They say soon. But when you ask them, when are you going to get healed? They put it in the future. Isn't that a question of a mindset? He's coming soon. But your blessing, far.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You believe.
Amen.
He's coming soon.
Amen.
But don't you realize, they that know their God must do exploits.
Amen.
Let me tell you tonight. Sickness is no final voice over your issue.
Amen.
You are the final voice.
Amen.
In the final age.
Yes.
Amen.
What you say,
yes.
Tonight God will be your amen corner.
Amen.
Just like in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Amen. Moses, in the Garden of Eden, Adam will say, because you have got big ears and a long nose, thou shalt be called an elephant. And God will say, Amen.
Amen.
And he says, because you are hairy and you have powerful claws, you shall be called a lion.
Amen.
Amen. And God will say, Amen. And he says, you are funny in character and you love bananas. And you love to from one tree to another, you shall be called a monkey. And God will say, Amen.
Amen.
And in the end time, what you speak,
yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
God will say Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God will become your Amen corner.
Yes.
Even if the brother doesn't say Amen, I'm not worried.
Yes.
God will say Amen.
Yes.
Somebody will believe it anyhow.
Yes.
Amen. Are we together?
Yes.
I will visualize to see that omnipotent God moving among us.
Amen.
In a moment, Brother Brenham was so much discouraged. And he heard a voice. Will you walk with me? Will you walk with me? Will you walk with me? He lifted up his hand and said, Lord, that will be the greatest privilege to walk with Elohim. I don't want to hold on to his hand, but I want him to hold my hand. Because if it's me holding on, I'll let loose. When the storms of life are raging, amen. And sometimes I get weary, I'll let go. But I don't want to hold on to him. I want him to put his hand on me and walk with me like Enoch. He walked with God,
Amen.
And he was not.
Yes.
I believe that's the condition that God wants the church to be just before rapture. We must be in a supernatural atmosphere, believing the unbelievable. God coming down in the church. One has got a tongue, one has got prophecy, one has got an exhortation, one has got a testimony. Until we are lively stones. You bring your fire, I bring my fire. You bring your pre-rapture condition, I bring our pre-rapture condition. What shall we say? Amen. Do you think in this condition we can be raptured? Do you think in this circumstance we can be raptured? When we don't have that hopelessness dependence on him, do you think we can be raptured when we are so weak in faith? Amen. When you're so much weak in faith, do you think we can be raptured? Amen. God is waiting on us. And I want, by the grace of God, to put the challenge on you. You must be having a regular routine to see God in your life as we prepare for the rapture. May God bless you. Blessed assurance. Amen. Blessed assurance. Jesus is my...
walking in the footsteps of Elohim. Do you not desire that sense? What a challenge for a closer walk. Oh, friends, you so much appreciate what the Lord has done. But surely He wants to be so much more real. But surely you may have seen a lion, but there's a bear. And there's a Goliath. Then there's the Moabites. No, there's bigger and bigger. Oh, it's wonderful when your faith is challenged. To believe for greater things. No, to look at the earnest, the foretaste of things that He's already done. His goodness that He's already bestowed. But to believe for greater things. Let's sing this song. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. And as the brother was saying, such a masterpiece. You are the final voice. Don't let that demon have the final say in your situation. But you and I are the final voice. We speak. We have the dominion over that. And it must obey us. So let's pray before we go. Let's sing that song. Let's pray. We ask Brother Medson tomorrow if we could have a prayer line after the service. But you don't even need a prayer line after the service. Today is the day. So let's worship and let's come to a time of prayer.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way. Waiting for you because of what you've designed. Oh.
Saints, let's bow our heads. Let's speak. Let's go forward. Whatever's in the line of duty, you have the authority to possess that gate. Whatever it is that holds you back from the fullness of what he has for you, he's given us the authority, friends. So let's use that authority. Let's come before him and pray before we go. We so thank the Lord for his word. Thank the Lord for his truth. Thank the Lord that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's bring ourselves before the Lord.
Father, we are grateful, Father, for this that thou hast given unto us, Lord. Save you, Lord, Father, it cometh not by surprise. But Lord, Father, it's in the channel of the very thoughts. Oh God, and Lord Savior, Father, one word, Lord Savior, be in meditation of Lord. Today, Lord, before thee, Lord, even upon this day, bring our sisters to the safety, Lord. Lord, Father, even upon a flight this night, cast you not in it, Lord. She would come, Lord Savior, with good testimony, Lord, to my brother shouting, Lord. Bless the Lord, we pray. Give it up to sound. Guide us, Lord, Lord Savior, Lord. Lord, direct us, Lord, and keep us. Shepherd us, first and foremost.
If there's anybody here this evening and you won't be able to be here tomorrow and you desire the brother to pray for you, why don't you come forward while we worship the Lord? If the brother wouldn't mind, Brother Medson. Amen. If anybody desires prayer, please feel free. If the Lord is really laying something upon your heart and you really, really have that quickening inside of your soul that you're looking unto him, just respond. That's all that you've got to be as we worship. Please feel free. But let's just worship the Lord. We surrender all.
Amen.
We surrender our doubts. We surrender our unbelief. We surrender everything that's contrary. Sometimes you've got to surrender your feelings. Surrender what your body is saying to you. Surrender what your mind is saying to you. You've got to surrender your memories of the past. No, surrender and what the doctor said to you. No, there's so many things we need to surrender. But there's no better place to surrender them than at His feet. To come into His presence, to come and bow yourself down at His feet. And in His presence to surrender those things. And as you lay those things aside, something else starts to move in. It's His will. It's His thoughts. It's the way that He sees that situation. Oh, friends, let's be like Mary tonight and say, be it unto me according to your word.
Amen.
You know, we've asked our questions, we've wondered about this and that, and the angel answered them back, and then the submission was there. Be it unto me according to your word. Let it be so. Let's ask Brother Max to come and close for us in prayer. Just really want to appreciate Brother Metzen. Wonderful time.
May the Lord be
blessed.
Hallelujah.
And really look forward to tomorrow. And for the saints that are traveling tonight, may the Lord be with them. Safe journey home. May the Lord bless you. Ask Brother Max to come. Let's pray for Brother Vlad. He had to go to work, so we do remember him in prayer as well. Please, brother, come and close for us in prayer.
Let's bow our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, your word has come forth. And this evening, Lord,
yes,
your message, oh, it has brought us to remembrance, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, during the time of Enoch, Lord,
yes,
the seventh from Eden,
amen,
he never saw death.
Amen.
He was raptured.
Yes.
And Lord, being as we know, before he was raptured, he had a testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
That he pleased you, God. He walked with you.
Amen.
And even as the message says, we are in the seventh church age.
Hallelujah.
And surely, as it continues the regular or routine, Lord,
yes,
the bride of this age,
yes,
has to be raptured.
Amen. Father,
we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the message you have given to us.
Amen.
Lord, tonight we look to forward, Lord, for the rapture that is coming, O God.
Amen.
And even now, Lord, faith tells us, Lord, we are already raptured, O God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for our precious brother,
Amen. Oh,
the message that he has brought to us, Lord.
Amen.
And even, Lord Jesus, all the requests, Lord,
Amen.
Tonight that has passed through
Amen.
The prayer line, O God. Oh, faith tells us the Lord, oh, it has already been established. In the name of Jesus, healing has already taken place. Oh, every desire, Lord, has been accomplished. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you have been in the midst of your children, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, that you said in these last days, you have spoken to your children by your son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we believe it, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing. Thank you for that, Lord. Every request has been already answered. We thank you, Lord Jesus, the Lord. We are living here, O God. Not the same, but we are living here, O Lord, with the blessing that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, tonight we are moving here, Lord, our faith upon your word, O God. The Lord Jesus, all that, Lord, we have presented tonight is already in your hands, O God.
Amen.
Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We lift up your name. At this moment, Lord, we want to thank you for our precious brother as he comes back tomorrow.
Amen.
Lord, if you tarry, Lord, Father, replenish, restore, bring back, Lord Jesus, your mighty hand, O God, upon him. That, Lord Jesus, even you know the needs, Lord, of your church, O God.
Yes.
Father, let your word, O God, come through him, O Lord.
Amen.
He will be just a vessel in your hands, O God.
Amen.
That tomorrow, as we meet here, O God, it will be once again fire sweeping through your church, O God.
Amen.
Bringing, Lord Jesus, every request, Lord,
Amen.
Into fulfillment, O God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. Bless him, Lord. Restore him. Replenish him and bring him back tomorrow. Oh, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, that Lord Jesus, we will receive more and more from you, God. Father, we commit to our Lord tonight as we journey back to our various closest, Lord, that you brought us in. Grant us journey mercies back, O God. And Father, as we go to our closest, Lord, let us not forget what we have heard, Lord, that we will continue in prayer. We will come back refreshed. We will come back, Lord, oh, to hear once again from you, Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us tonight. Bless your church, O God. Bless our pastor, Lord. Bless the children, Lord. Bless every parent, Lord. Oh, bless the ministers and bless, Lord, the officers in this church, Lord. Let your blessings sweep over everyone, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, once again we say thank you for all that you have done for us tonight. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's not forget the 10 lepers, friends. Come back and testify of his goodness, of what he's done for you. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one as we dismiss in Jesus' name.